it's Carl Richards, and I want to tell you about one of the podcasts I listen to on a regular basis. It's called A Healthier You, Little by Little by Cindy Little. Cindy has years of experience in the health and wellness industry, and her show looks at health issues of today, everything from stubborn weight loss, lack of energy, lack of sleep, motivation, and accountability tips, too. So shape up with A Healthier You, Little by Little with Cindy Little. You'll find the link to the podcast in the show notes. Welcome to Podcast Solutions Made Simple. It's the podcast that's all about podcasting. I'm your host, Carl Richards. You know, in my 25 plus years in the broadcast and speaking world, I've noticed a lot of overwhelm when it comes to podcasting. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a coach, consultant, or other subject matter expert, and the thought of starting a podcast seems too technical, too confusing, too time consuming, or just way out of your reach, then this is the podcast for you. On this show, we give you the tools, tips, and techniques to run a kick-ass show and share stories from people who have been there, done that, and are enjoying massive success with their own shows. Oh, and if you're an existing podcaster, this show is also for you. The mics are up, so let's dive into today's episode. And today we continue our conversation on the five myths, those five reasons that are stopping you from launching a podcast. Ooh, can be very scary. And I know that it maybe it's scary for you as you're sitting here listening to these myths. You're going, okay, I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable, but how do I bust through these myths? And what we're sharing with you is not just how to bust through them, but examples of people that have busted through these myths as well. Today, it's all about content, and our guest today knows all about content, but that was also the myth that she had to bust through. Catherine Burrows is a ghostwriter and book coach who helps subject matter experts and thought leaders write books for their businesses to improve lives, influence others, and change the world. A lifelong writer turned entrepreneur, Catherine is passionate about where storytelling and brand stories intersect. She hosts the Right Connection podcast, where she interviews experts, shares her wisdom, and connects with her community. Now, when it came to the podcast, though, as I said, content was a myth that she had to bust through. So, Catherine, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
It's great to have you here. And I'm very surprised that we're talking about this myth. So what I want to do is take you back, and this isn't shell shock. It's not that kind of thing, but I want to take you back to prior to launching the podcast. You're working through, you know, the mental exercises to get ready to do this. What was it about the content that made you uneasy or that presented a bit of trepidation?
Well, there was a couple different things, actually. First, I struggled with the thought of creating completely separate content from, you know, say blog posts or other written content, that because this is spoken content, that it would be a completely different thing. And also sort of how to transition that content. As you know, when I first started doing my podcasts, I wanted to write out every single word, this beautifully, perfectly sculpted script. Every word was chosen for a reason. Every sentence was in a specific order, and it was all laid out. And I just wanted to read through it. And we had several conversations about that.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I'm glad you mentioned this, because this is one of the challenges that people have with content, because they throw their hands up in the air. Like I mentioned in the previous episode, they throw their hands up in the air and say, how am I going to create all this content? Or I don't have any content. Where am I going to get this content from? Not knowing that we already have the content in us through, for example, books that we've written, but also articles we've written, Facebook Lives we've done, blog posts, all of those things. But you made a very interesting point, and I want you to elaborate on this and your journey. The content, once you realize I have content, it's how do you take that content and curate it for a podcast? And that was a bit of a struggle back then.
Yes. Yes, it was. Because, yeah, we, you know, all of us who have been entrepreneurs for a while or coaches have lots of content, you know, all the ones you mentioned. But I also think of keynote speeches, you know, courses we've done, maybe online courses or live webinars, boot camps, masterclasses, all those kinds of things are great places to find content.
And when you're working with clients, you must share that with them too. You must say, okay, well, I know you have content because you've given numerous speeches or talks, or you have workshops, or you have things that you've done. But it's the curation from those workshops. You can't just take a workshop and slap it into a book and say, here's my book. There's a process that you have to go through when you're writing, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It depends on the audience, but it also depends on the medium that you're using.
But there's also a way, even if the book is designed to be conversational, and this is the point I'm getting at, even if the book is designed to be conversational, there's still a format for writing that book. You can't just take the spoken word, you can't just run it through a transcription service or software and say, okay, here's chapters 1 through 10 of my book in order and send that to you for just fixing. Because there's a certain formatic, there's a certain flow, there's certain things you need to do to format, if I can say that, the book, right?
Yes. And, you know, we all know that there's a difference between the written word and the conversational word.
Right.
You know, the way that we write a letter or write a blog post or even writing emails, anything that's business related is very different than how we have a conversation. And whether that's a conversation with, you know, our close loved ones or a conversation with business colleagues or at a networking event, those are two different things. Not only is there some different language involved, but there's very different structure involved.
And that was your challenge. That was your struggle. Because you're so comfortable with the written word and even taking it from spoken word into written word, or examples of somebody that might have used crib notes as their signature talk, for example, you're used to that. But what you had to do was take written word and get out of your written head and into your mouth, into your voice. How did that feel at first? You mentioned having to hold on to the notes, and that's fine, by the way. So for anybody listening, if you're thinking, oh my goodness, he says don't have a script. I'm not saying don't have a script. I'm saying don't stick to the script forever, because you will sound like you're reading from a script. You will sound like you're reading from a script, but you evolved beyond that. How did that feel when you started to let go of the page and just speak more, not off the cuff, but speak more conversationally, as opposed to being handcuffed or chained to the script?
It was really scary.
It's like swimming without a life jacket or water wings, right? It's uncomfortable at first.
Yeah. And I'm grateful that you were, you know, there to metaphorically hold my hand through the process of coaching me through it all. But it was a bit like jumping off a cliff and getting out of my comfort zone, realizing that I had to let go of all these, the way I had been doing things for my whole life, because I've been writing my whole life. So I'm very, very used to and comfortable with the written word. And just taking that flying leap off the cliff and saying, you know what, I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to try this. And it was so freeing. And I was shocked and delighted at how authentic it sounded. When, you know, you and I first did that episode on my podcast, I think it's 6 or 7 episodes in, where we just had a conversation.
And congratulations, by the way, on taking that leap of faith. I think there were a few times you were telling me, maybe not audibly, but certainly in your mind, you were saying, Carl, you take a flying leap, because I don't want to let go of my script. I want to hang on to it. This is my livelihood. And that's totally understandable. But now that you're in that place, and by the way, just if you're listening to this episode here, and we're recording this about 1.5 years after Catherine launched her podcast. So this is late December of 2022.
And
so
I'm well into season 3 now.
Yeah. Catherine's coming up to her second year of podcasting, third season rather of podcasting. So that's phenomenal. Rome wasn't built in a day. It's been a phenomenal journey.
I've definitely honed my skills too. You know, through practice, I've learned what questions to ask, how to answer questions better.
Well, and I think one of the things you've learned is that you've learned how to be in the moment and not try and plan out how to be in the moment when that moment happens.
It's true. And you talked about getting out of my head and into my voice, but to me, it was kind of getting into my heart and being my true self, but then also appreciating the authenticness of the people that I'm interviewing. And being open to where they wanted to go sometimes, even if it wasn't exactly planned. Because what I usually do is when we jump on the Zoom call to record an interview, kind of talk about maybe three bullet points that we want to cover and then just hit record, just so we're on the same page of kind of topic. Those unplanned moments, those unplanned tangents that we go on, those are often the most magical, the most insightful, the most beautiful moments of the whole podcast.
And full disclosure, by the way, I'll ask you this question, Catherine. How much prep time did we have for this episode? How many crib notes did you receive before I said, okay, let's hit record?
You did not give me any crib notes.
Well, let's be fair. I did say we're talking about the content myth. That's one crib note, okay, I guess you could say. And the second crib note was at some point close to the end, I'll ask you for the final thought. But that's it. Right? I didn't say, okay, I'm going to ask you this question. We sort of talked about it, but we didn't sit down. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that you do this if you're not comfortable. Catherine's method, and I will do this too, by the way, Catherine's method of having a guest, even if that guest comes already with an idea of what they're going to be talking about, even if they've given you, if you're using a podcast intake form, I know Catherine uses one just even to help her filter through to making sure she has the right guests on her show. And I will do that as well, by the way. But I can also read an email and figure out, okay, if you're selling lotions and potions, you might not be the best person for my podcast. But if you're a coach or consultant, then you'd be perfect. But using that intake form even, there's still some flexibility to allowing yourself to be authentic. So when I have guests on, I'll do exactly what Catherine said. I'll make two or three crib notes or write down two or three questions that we can use as thought starters if we get into the conversation and we get stymied somewhere. And by the way, this is why we don't go live. I know, and this will be another podcast, another discussion, another day. The reason we don't go live is you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen, especially if you're going in with not a lot of prep. But part of that, as you said, Catherine, is the authenticity of it and being able to speak freely and let the magic come out.
For sure. And as you know, part of my work is about bringing out the authentic character of the business owner as they become an author. And I really think that being spontaneous and being in the moment on our podcasts also allows our guests and also our audience to see the authentic character of us and the guests. And it allows them to really get to know us in a way that they don't from, you know, website content or social media posts.
Mm-hmm. And the podcast itself has obviously helped to springboard the business a little bit. You've seen some growth that maybe you hadn't seen before. You now look at people that have podcasts and say, hey, I can help you transform that podcast into a book. By the way, we're going to drop all of Catherine's links in the show notes. So if you're thinking of writing a book like I am, it's almost time. Catherine's been at me for almost 2 years. When are you going to write your book? It's almost time. But even if you are a podcaster, and you're thinking, maybe I should convert my podcast. Yeah, you can do it. Catherine can help you with that. But even if you're not a podcaster, if you're thinking of writing a book or thinking of doing both, Catherine certainly can help you on that journey for sure to get your message out there.
And we absolutely love to collaborate with each other in general, but we also love to collaborate with clients who are launching a book and a podcast at the same time to really create the content in harmony with each other. So that's also an awesome option.
I have to say, Catherine, it's a pleasure working alongside you. I'm so excited for where your podcast is headed. I'm so excited for where your business is headed, but how the podcast is fitting into that in elevating your credibility and positioning you as the go-to authority. As I said, all her links will be in the show notes, including the links to her website, all of the ways in which you can work with Catherine, and of course, her podcast, The Right Connection. You might hear two familiar voices on that show. Just saying. But before I let you go, Catherine, I'm going to give you the final thought.
So yes, you mentioned business growth with my podcast, and it has been, you know, one of the best networking tools I've ever used. And I find that when we seek those ways to become an expert in our own circles, like networking circles, that naturally ripples outwards. And that's how we grow really authentically and sustainably.
And that's a great way to wrap things up. Thank you so much, Catherine, for being my guest today. Catherine Burrows, ghostwriter and book coach, busting through the content myth. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer, Aiden Burrows, our production lead, Kieran Doherty, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafoor. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space because, after all, we're Podcast Solutions Made Simple. We'll catch you next time.